say I was nervous, you understand me. They are many great men that I hold near. I could be standing up here behind this pulpit, but I am honored and privileged to be here and have the opportunity to preach. Every Bible will be reading from Psalms chapter number 46. I thought Brother Graham's done an amazing job. Amen? And how many would like for God to just look upon Bristol Camp Meeting right here? On a Wednesday night, 2017, you got a problem? Amen. You've been facing for quite a while. Amen. Come on now. I know you're out there. Amen. You got situations that you've been facing in your life. Amen. You got prayers that you have laid before the Lord for a while. Amen. I need the Lord to look my way. Amen. And I wish you'd just come by right here and help us and just move in a mighty way. And just help us. Amen. Psalms chapter number 46, begin reading at verse number 1. We're reading of the Word. Amen. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Amen. If you could, stretch your hands and ask for the presence of the Lord. And anoint these lips of clay. The church says, amen. And that is not, as I got the call, or actually Brother Douglas actually asked me in person, as he began to inquire that I would come and preach, and I began to pray and seek the face of the Lord. I was nervous, amen, but most of all, I wanted to know that I had a message for somebody here tonight. And as I began to pray and seek the face of the Lord, these verses kept coming back to me. And if the Lord would stand by me for just a few short minutes, I would like to preach to our young people. God is our refuge. And that, how many times in life do we need a refuge? And that whenever you're a young child, amen, and you're walking down through the store, and a stranger looks over at you and says, oh, how are you doing? Amen, and you see that young person, that small child reach up and grab the hands of a parent that is close by. That is a refuge for that small child. Amen. And as we walk down this pathway that I call life, there are many obstacles that I have to encounter. There are many things that I see along the way. And there are several times that I have to look up to my Heavenly Father for a refuge. Amen. There are many times along life's way that I begin to stumble and I begin to fall down. But I have a refuge. And I have somewhere where I can go. I have some place of safety where I can run into. Amen. Amen. This chapter says God is our refuge. The very present help in trouble. And then he didn't say he was going to be 5 minutes after that temptation, young people. He didn't say he was going to be 5 minutes before that peer pressure starts. And then, but he said he was the very present help in a time of trouble. And then how many knows that temptation? And then you've got, it determines a present answer. And then it determines a yes or a no right quickly. And then how many knows that the devil would love to get on the backs of some of these young people tonight right here in Bristol, Oklahoma? And after they get through with youth camps in the fall, after they get through with camp meetings in the summer, and that he would love to grab these young people that have gotten so rooted and grounded in holiness right out of the tabernacle, he would like to pull our young people right out from us. this group that is standing here in this tabernacle, and he would like to break their lives, and he would like to begin to mold them with the creations of sin and the things that this world has to offer. Amen. But God said he would be the very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. You don't have to worry. Amen. Because God is going to be the very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. I'm trying to hurry. And I don't want you to think that I just printed all this off and I'm reading my sermon off the notes, but I wanted to know, amen, that peer pressure is a leading cause in teenagers' life. Amen. It says 10% said they had not been influenced by peer pressure. 28% says they give in to peer pressure and improves their social standings. 70% of teens who smoke had a friend that smokes or started because their friend smoked. And then 2/3 of 10th graders and 2/5 of 8th graders have tasted alcohol and drank. And then 1/3 of male teens, amen, feel the peer pressure to smoke while driving and drink while driving. And then 44% of teens drive better without friends in the car, amen. And that peer pressure can break somebody's life, amen. And that temptation can break somebody's life, amen. Amen. But God said he would be the very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. God said he would be right there. And that old friends come by with that alcoholic beverage. When those friends come by and says, why don't you smoke and join? He said, I'll be the very present help in the time of trouble. He said, whenever you get all alone in a room and you want to flip on that computer, he said, I'd be the very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. There has never been a group of young people bombarded by sin, such as we have sitting under this tabernacle tonight. Amen. There's sin on every corner. Amen. You go downtown to Walmart, you walk in Walmart, there's sin walking down the aisles. Amen. You go downtown and you just drive and there's signs. Amen. Advertising sin everywhere. Bombarded by sin. Amen. Why do we have camp meeting, Brother Douglas? Why do we have youth camp? Because there is a refuge. Amen. And there is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. There's a place, young people, where you can go and you can get strength. There's a place where you can go and you can get relief. There is a refuge for your soul. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1:8 says, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of trouble, which came to us in Asia, that were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch we despaired even of life. And that they were so afraid that they were going to get so deep. And that they were so afraid that they were going to get so involved into it. And that they weren't going to make it. And that's the way some people. Amen. The young people of this age, amen. If you get started in sin, and we just came out of a three-night revival with Brother J.R. at the home church, talking and speaking to young people that thought they could get out of church, and they could turn around at any time they wanted to, and they could get right back in. Oh, but can I tell you, young people, if you don't have that very present help in a time of trouble, in that present time of temptation, in that very present time of your oppression, you're going to give in. That shit's going to take you farther than you ever wanted to go. Amen. It's kind of comical. I left out of here Monday night. And I'm not familiar with Oklahoma. I came out here to toll booth, and instead of going east, I went west. Well, how many knows that you got to drive 14 miles before you turn around? Hey, man, my GPS said my ETA was 26 minutes, and then it automatically turned into an hour and 1 minute. Hey, man, but it took me farther than I wanted to go. I wanted to turn around. I wanted to that little U-turn that says no U-turn, strictly enforced. So bad I wanted to turn the wheel and turn right in there and go back the other way. But there was something driving me farther than I wanted to go. There was something at that very present time. I had to make a decision. I had to come to this, where I can make a turn around. That was somewhere where I can turn around and head back the right direction. And that young people don't come to church and get so adjusted to the service and get so adjusted to the anointing of God and get so adjusted to the Holy Ghost speaking. That when there's a time that you can turn around, when there's a time that you can make things right, when there's a time that you can get right with God and you pass it up, I said there's a refuge. There is a refuge in the present time of trouble. Psalm 62 and 7 says, "And God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God." And that's where you got your refuge tonight, young people. And that isn't the latest football star. Isn't the latest country singer. Oh, come on now, you can't cry. And then where's your refuge at? And then where do you go when times get hard? Where do you go when the burden is low? Where do you go when the pressure's low? How can I go to the rock that is higher than I? Bring me to that rock that is higher than I. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the star that the builders rejected. Amen. How many knows our condition doesn't change God's position? Amen. You can be so lost out in sin, but God's still God. You can be the most popular preacher sitting on the platform, God's still God. Amen. And how many knows? And you can be lost in sin, but He's still a refuge. Amen. How many knows that you can be the best singer? Amen. But He's still a refuge. Your condition doesn't change God's position. Amen. It talks about the mountains. They shake with the swelling thereof. Amen. We'll take the timer here for just a minute. Amen. It talks about the mountains may shake. Amen. How many knows that whenever you go to build a house, that you got to have a firm foundation, Brother Ron? Amen. We went into homes there in Dayton. Amen. That the foundation wasn't properly installed. Amen. That home, they had cracks in the drywall. Amen. It had cracks in the ceiling. The roof was starting to come off. Why? Because they didn't have a firm foundation. Amen. Matthew talks about, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. And then Psalms 46 talks about the shaking. Amen. But then I read in Hebrews chapter number 12, and I think verse number 27, it says, "Those things which cannot be shaken may remain." Oh, come on now. Amen. After you get done, God, from you kept a new kept young person. Amen. The devil's going to shake you for all your worth. Amen. After you get done, Brother JR, I'm going from Camp Eden to Camp Eden. The devil's going to shake you for all that you got. Amen. But I'll read in the Bible of those things which cannot be shaken, they remain. Amen. If you get down deep and rooted in the gospel, if you get down deep and rooted in holiness, if you get rooted and grounded, and if you watch it, you can, and you get soaking up like a sponge, and you get under the spout where the glory of God begins to pour out, and then the devil begins to shake you, you can remain. And then he's going to try to shake out your joy. Come on now, young preacher. He's going to try to shake out your anointing. He's going to tell you you ain't got it. Amen. But you can set out rooted and grounded. And you can shake me for all you want. But I'm going to keep my anointing. Oh, come on, young girls. You can shake me for all you want. But I'm going to keep my purity. Oh, come on now, moms and dads. You can shake me for all you want to. But I'm going to stay rooted and grounded. Because I've got a refuge. Amen. It talks about the rivers. the streams that flow to make God the singular God. Older preachers, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but as much as I have studied on this, amen, I can tell Hezekiah wrote this in the times of Sam Valley and were chasing him. Amen, he was running to a refuge because inside the city they could not harm him as long as he stayed inside the city. And he knew that they were coming, so he said, guys, come on, get your shovels. He began to take them out where the river was. He began to dig ditches and dig trenches to divert that water into the city. And then they cut it back over. That way they couldn't stop that water flow. They couldn't find their water source. And then what was he doing? He was putting something inside the city. That place of refuge to sustain. Amen. So we got a church house. Amen. A place where you can go. Amen. And then we got God is our refuge. Amen. But once you get to the refuge, you're going to get hungry after a while. You're going to get thirsty after a while. Amen. But you're going to have something to sustain you. Amen. Because you know right outside those walls, that enemy's got him a place set down right beside the gate, just waiting for you to walk back out those doors. Amen. Throw that old music that you used to listen to up in your face. Throw that old bottle, those old drugs, those cigarettes, whatever it is, right up in your face. Amen. But he said, I've got something to sustain me. Amen. He's got something inside the city. He said, I can stay here all that I want because I've got something to sustain me. Now, young people, we normally don't have a problem getting to the altar. Most of the time. Young people, we really don't have a problem getting you to come. But what we sometimes have a problem with is getting total surrender. Just say with me, I'm coming back in a while. Amen. We have a problem with getting it all turned over to the Lord. Amen. But if you would ever just trust God, if you would ever get under the spot where the glory of God comes out, amen, and you would find this refuge, amen, the very present help in the time of trouble. Oh, come on now. Then whenever you come to church on Sunday morning, there's going to be something to sustain you. Amen, whenever you come to church on Sunday night, and midweek service, you've got something to sustain you. Amen. You don't have to live holiness on Sunday and then go live like the world on Monday and come back to church and repent on Tuesday. Oh, come on now. But you've got something that will sustain you. Yeah, you can break through in a while and you get that joy of salvation that the Bible talks about. Amen. You get that peace and you get that joy and excitement. And you feel like you can overcome the world. And then within a little while, the devil's really going to tempt you. And then you're going to have something to sustain you. And I wish y'all felt this like I do. Amen, young people. If I can tell you that there's a refuge right here at these altars. Amen. If I can tell you that every time you walk out those doors of church and you go to school, amen, there's a refuge that's walking right beside of you. You don't have to worry, young man, about your long pants. Women, you don't have to worry about your long hair. Amen. You've got a refuge. Oh, come on now. I said you've got a refuge. I work at a very secular company. You never heard so much vulgar language, but I have. Amen. But when I started working there, they gave us t-shirts, brother. And I said, well, you have long sleeves. I'm not preaching long sleeves, mandatory by the way. Amen. But that was my conviction. And I said, you got a long sleeve? They said, no. I said, that's okay. So I just wear a long sleeve and wear my t-shirt over top of it. And that those little boys working out on them roofs, 90-degree weather. And that black room, they said, "Why don't you just take your shirt off?" I said, "No." I said, "Because that's where I live, and outside of church." And why? Because I had a very present help in the time of temptation. Yeah, I could have took it off. Brother Benny wouldn't know nothing about it. And that the youth pastor wouldn't know nothing about it. And that my father-in-law, my wife, wouldn't know nothing about it. And that, but you got to live it outside the workplace. You got to live it outside the schoolhouse. You got to live it when it gets there inside your heart. I walked in Cracker Barrel with a co-worker. We sat down, they brought our food, and we prayed over the meal, went on our way. We was out getting ready to pray, and a lady walked up to us, and she said, "Sir," she said, "if you don't care, I'd like to buy your meal." I said, "Well, okay, sure, free food, great." And then, but she said, "I noticed that you prayed over your food." She said, "I hardly ever see that anymore." Hey man, what? I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to pray over it. Nobody was there watching me. But God said, "Be a very present help in the time of trouble." There's a river whose streams may slide. The city of God. And then when I come back to church on Sunday night, and Tuesday night, and Thursday night, I go down to that river. And then I go down to that stream. And I get me a dipper full. And I just drink to my soul bubbles over. Why? Because I need something to make it to Thursday night. I need something to make it to Sunday morning. And God saved me the very prophet. Help. In time of trouble. And then we read about when Jesus was crucified a few chapters before. Amen. The people that met him at the city, amen, they began to put palm leaves down and cry, "Hosanna, Hosanna, King, Lord." Amen. Those very same people that we read over in a couple of chapters. And that are the same people that cried, "Crucify him." And we understand that being why that they said that the judges, the Pharisees, Sadducees, had talked to them and asked them to do that. Amen. Peer pressure, young people. Peer pressure. And then Samson. Amen. We all know the story. I'm trying to hurry. Amen. About Delilah. Amen. And every time that she would wrap him up and bind him. The Bible says that he would get up and shake himself. Amen. But that last time, and I'm closing. But that last time when he said he could cut my hair. Amen. I'll lose all strength. Amen. And says that he got up, Brother Ryan, and he shook himself. And the glory had departed. And he made a mistake. And he couldn't shake. Amen. Young people, there's going to be peer pressure. Amen. There's going to be temptation. Amen. There are going to be other things, but those are the two that I know I'm talking to some young people about. Amen. But there are going to be other things in this life that come upon you. Amen. There are going to be other things in this life as you begin to live. Amen. To come. They would like to overtake your life. Amen. But God said he would be the very present help in time of trouble. Amen. So here at Bristow, 2017 on a Wednesday night, amen, I can say I'm saved, but by the grace of God. I can say I'm filled with the Holy Ghost by the grace of God. Amen. I can say I've got joy down inside my heart for the grace of God. Why? Because in every present time of trouble, I had a help. At every time that I needed a refuge, God was there to walk right beside me and hold my hand. You say you can't make it in a world that we live in. And then you say you can't make it because of the things that are going on. And then you say that you can't live right, you can't live holiness. And then, but I read in the Bible, where it says the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hey man, he's my shepherd, he's going to lead me, right? Hey man, I read in John where it says, take up that cross and follow me. That means he's in front of me. Hey man, and then he said, I'm going to have my angels round about you. Hey man, so I got Jesus in front of me. Hey man, I got goodness and mercy beside of me. Hey man, or behind me. Then I've got the angels all around me. Where can I go wrong? Hey man, with me, brother. I read in Revelation where it says I walk in the palm of his hand. And then if I'm walking where he leads me, and if I've got goodness and mercy following me, if I've got Jesus in front of me, and I've got angels around me, and then God is my refuge, and I've got a string that makes glad to sustain me, I can live right in a dark world. I can live right in a sinful world. I can live right in everybody else who wants to live worldly. I can live holiness. But everybody else don't. So glad God is my refuge, amen.
But if you can testify to the fact he's a refuge, say amen. Come on, say amen tonight. Praise God. Amen. Let's stand together. How many enjoyed being in new service tonight? Amen. We've got about 5 minutes before main service. Shake someone's hand, get a bottle of water, whatever you need to do. And let's have church tonight in the main service. Amen. God bless you for coming tonight.